Good evening, numbers. I have gathered you here tonight to offer you the best in programming entertainment. Programming of our operations, of course. We're here to control the world. We're here to make things bad and evil for the world.
That's nice to hear, number one, but could you please tell us how you're going to pull this plan off?
Well, first, on our first mission, of which Hedwig's Orb will operate, we will capture the NASA rocket ship. You know, the Earth rocket ship that's headed towards the moon. But it will never go to the moon. We will use this rocket ship when we steal it for our purposes, for transporting goods to other planets. You know, the Martians are our best customers.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Number three, do you have your report on the Middle East and South Asia?
Why, no, I don't. I'm sorry, number one.
Why don't you?
I left it at home, number one. I'm very absent-minded.
Left it at home?
I know it's a very flimsy excuse, but my mother's been ill recently, and I'm sorry, number one. I'll have it in a few hours for you.
Okay, I understand. Heavy fellow. Number 36, your report on the children and how they stomp out ant. Have you found an antidote for that?
I believe I have, number one. Kill all the children!
I don't like that plan, actually.
Well, you just ruined my plan, I cannot...
Electrocution is so nice and clean, especially with electric heat. We subscribe to it, you know. Now, the person who's going to be in charge of the operation of stealing the NASA rocket ship, she will have to be the one to pull out all the operations, form the organization which will do this, make all the plans for stealing this rocket ship and creating a national crisis. This person, the head person of this organization, will be Hedwig Zorb. The Sister. Starring Hedwig Zorb and Ruth Chass. With Kristen Doherty. Produced by Paul Mason. The Stolen Spaceship with Louise Sorrell. Tape play by Howard Hudson. Written by John Soon. Directed by Hunt Smith.
No, no, don't shoot me again, sister. I'll shoot you all I please, you little bastard. Trying to talk back to me, are you?
Here is Louise Ruth. Hedwig.
What do you make of your mind?
Well, your disguises, you look so much like.
No, I'm very good at disguise.
She wants to know your plans for the rocket ship blow up.
My own, you mean?
Yes, what are your plans, Hedwig?
Well, we'll just use a ship bigger than the rocket and kidnap it.
Really? How nice. And when shall this be done?
I'll leave the date up to you, Ruth. These petty details, they bother me.
Okay, then it shall be set for tonight. And what will we do with the astronauts?
What do we usually do with extra baggage?
Dark up here, Tom.
Sure as hell is, but We're doing a good service for mankind, this orbiting ship. Can you raise anything on that damn radio?
No, I haven't got it for an hour. It looks like they're trying to jam it.
I haven't been able to get anything.
I don't know. Hey, do you see something out there, Tom?
Oh, you're a magic... Yes, I do!
Looks like a giant spaceship coming towards us.
It's a hell of a lot bigger than our ship.
Well, it's coming fast. Can you reach it?
Trying to get something on the radio, Houston!
See the beginning of anything, Tom.
Look! The ship, it's opening up! And coming towards us!
Houston, keep cool, Tom.
It's coming closer! Do something,
Look,
Chris!
It's not on us yet. Keep cool! Come on, Houston, I can't reach him, Tom. It's coming closer.
It's opening, and it's coming right towards us.
It's opening. Houston.
Nothing we can do. It's closing over us.
It's going over us. Blackness, Tom.
Help.
Blackness. Houston. Can you raise him? We're closing! It's closing! Houston! Houston! It's over, Tom! The latches are closing! We'll suffocate!
No!
I better get out quick!
Down there!
No! My line! It's cutting!
What's wrong with this
car? I don't know.
How to get number one, dammit.
Good evening.
Oh, number one, we have a good connection, I see. We are way ahead of Earth, aren't we?
We certainly are. Yes, it seems like you've done a good job. I would like to see the two astronauts, please.
Well, one of them, we had a little accident.
You see, the Earth...
You fool! And, well, before we could get him, he was...
Fool? You utter fool.
Number one! Hell, let's not have any of this now. I'm in charge of this mission. We have one astronaut. That's enough to dissect and pull your
stowel. Bring me Roger Jones. He'll be your substitute.
Roger Jones?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's
been your substitute. You see, we send in substitutes when we don't want to kill the real person.
Oh, that's a really good...
That solves our problem, you see.
Yes, I see. Someone has to be punished in the long run.
Certainly. I'm signing off, and be sure to bring the astronaut to me.
We sure will, number one. And we'll also be sure to get the next rocket, eh, Rule?
Right, Hedwig. Hedwig, one of the astronauts, or the astronaut, has escaped.
Red alert, get that astronaut.
Listen,
we've got to get the astronaut.
We sure do, quick. You standard procedure number, 371.
Excuse me, who are you? You're not one of the nuns, are you?
Yes, I had a crew cut recently.
Really? How can you be a nun when you're a man?
It's a good thing I picked up one of their silencers. Get out of my way! After him! He got away! After
the nut of Skull Chip! He managed to get
Excuse
away.
Excuse me, you can't do...
This astronaut, we have to get him!
I've got to try to raise Houston!
Hey, look, astronaut, you don't have to do this. I mean, you really don't have to...
Houston, how does this work? The ship, they're gaining on me, oh, damn.
Get him before he gets the radio! Get him! What are you doing? No! Don't put me in the radiator! Don't put me in the radiator! What? Hey, now listen, sonny, you don't have to do it. Oh.
So you've all failed. Well, as an old saying goes, if you want something done, do it yourself. Be seen, you astronaut. No, no. Well, that's another job well done, wouldn't you say, Rose? Wouldn't you say, Rose?
Well, get rid of his body.
Ruth, I think we should just have a little target
practice.
It's
a nice spaceship, and it has convenient room also and wall-to-wall carpeting.
Yes, that's where the taxpayers' money's going to.
And meanwhile, back at the NASA base, Houston. Why, since the enemy now has a rocket ship, we should destroy it, right, Howard?
Sure enough, boy. We don't want those commies getting our...
I mean, I know the nuns have implored us and everything, but it's our duty to our country to destroy it. Of course, the nuns might, for some money, take care of your absence.
What are you talking about, boy? Are you sure? Now you destroy it.
Take care of him, Hedwig.
No, what are you doing?
Hedwig, take care of him. Hedwig, take care of him. You know, these disguises really work.
Yes, they sure do. I mean, it's a neat trick.
And the rocket ship won't be blown up. You see, the nuns, they always win in the long run. What was that?
What? It was destroyed! Kill Howard Hughes!
Good evening, nuns. You see, never disobey, number one.
What are you doing?
I destroyed the rocket ship. I destroyed it. Because this is the police. Stick them up.
Wait, number one!
Be seeing you.
Police, let's bloop out of here!
Where did they go?
Somewhere above those majestic stars.
The Sister, copyright 1971 by ACD Productions Incorporated. Hedwig Zorb as the Sister. Ruth Chass as Ruth and Kristen Doherty as Number One. With Tom Sauter, Brian Michelangelo, and John Hitachi. Music by the Alan Saley Orchestra. Distributed by NUN Productions Incorporated.